In this interview, I'm getting to talk to one of our international visitors who is here from the United Kingdom, and that is Lucy Andrews. She works for Holstein UK. And Lucy, tell us just a little bit, first of all, about yourself and what you do for your organization.
I'm the Research and Development Manager at Holstein UK, and my responsibilities very much include the accurate genetic evaluation of Holsteins in the UK in terms of type and production for breeding purposes, and also heavily involved in the sort of breed development and strategy for our herd, the national herd, over the next sort of 10 years, and looking after helping exports too.
Are there other members of your organization here with you on this trip?
I'm the only one at the moment from Holstein UK, but we're here as part of IATC, the International Committee for Trade as well, who are helping support outward missions and helping to encourage trade, particularly between the US and the UK in terms of Holstein genetics.
Now, here in the United States, we have Holstein Association USA, which is a sponsor of World Dairy Diary. Do you have interaction with your counterparts here in the United States?
Yes, very much so. We have contact with Holstein USA, who provide us all our genetic information on any females that we might have in our herd book that we're interested in getting information from. I also understand that, you know, they're very interactive in Interbull, which is another organization which looks after evaluations around the world. So we're constantly sort of talking and sharing ideas on various aspects of genetics.
What is most important in the work that you're doing right now in your organization?
Well, I'm actually here as well as representing Holstein UK. I've also won a farming scholarship from the UK, a Nuffield Farming Scholarship. Basically, what that does is gives me the opportunity to come to travel not only to North America, but also to Australia and New Zealand, and study a subject that's going to be very important in the dairy industry in the UK. And that subject at the moment is communication and knowledge transfer of science and genetics back to farmers. Now, the reason I'm very much focused on the US is because you've got a very, very long standing established system of extension over here. We're very, very interested in looking at the methods that you use in your scientific experts. I'm going to be visiting with Ken Weigel of the University of Wisconsin later on next week, and hearing how he operates and how he actually communicates via his translators back to farmers. And at the moment, that's what I'm going to be focusing on whilst in the US.
I'm going to assume this is your first time here at World Dairy Expo. What's your impression of the show so far?
To be honest, it's my first time anywhere. It's the first time over the pond, so to speak. Now, in the UK, obviously, we have our National Holstein Show. I've been to a couple of shows in Europe, which are very impressive, but the expo has just blown me away. It seems that you're very, very focused on your dairy industry. You're very focused on helping to provide information on new technology. The quantity of trade stands here is phenomenal. And also your cattle entries, you know, 3,000 cattle here. There's so much information. It's almost information overload for me right now. And I'm just so very, very impressed by this setup that you've got here and the commitment you're obviously showing to dairy farmers.
So for people who want to learn more about your organization, I understand you have a website. Maybe you could go ahead and tell us how to get there and what they'll find when they do.
Absolutely, no problem. The website that we currently have available is free and easy for everybody to use. It's www.holstein-uk.org. Now, on that website, you'll be able to particularly visit, I would recommend the animal data section of it. And when you click on that, you'll be able to find fully interactive pedigrees of every single registered animal, Holstein animal in the UK, plus all of their milk records and their fact sheets on PDAs. And that sort of thing is very interesting. We have around about 33,000 hits on our website by lunchtime on any evaluation release. And a lot of other countries, 25% of other countries, are using our website to source their pedigree information. This information is free of charge. You can go on there today and print off a fact sheet or a pedigree for any registered Holstein.
Anything else about Holstein UK that you'd like people to know?
Not only are we a breed society predominantly, but we've also taken the initiative to drive the industry forward. We've purchased a milk recording organisation, and we've also established the central database for dairy information in the UK. Now, the whole philosophy that the breed society in the UK has taken is technology. We use web interfaces in order to make it very, very easy for farmers to input their farm information. We have a very, very robust animal identification system now in the UK. It's been implemented for a number of years. I know that the US is busy developing yours right now. There's probably a lot you can learn from the UK system. We've made some mistakes, but we've overcome those. Now, the most important thing we have to realise is that labour is getting lower on farms. In the UK, the farms are getting bigger, so we've got less time to push paper around right now, and farmers are finding the benefit from a single input and multi-use output system that the web technology we've employed is very, very useful. And in that, we've been driving down costs, less labour spent managing the paperwork, and more time spent managing those cows, which is really important.
Thank you very much, Lucy Andrews with Holstein UK. And with this interview, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.